guys, welcome to my channel. If you're new here, it is nice to meet you. My name is Heather. If you are a previous listener, it is good to talk to you again. I know it's been quite a hot minute since I last posted an episode. I think it's been about a year and a half, so I'm really excited to kind of pick the podcast back up and hopefully be more consistent with posting. Hopefully it won't take a whole year to post again. But for this episode, I went to kind of talk about kind of like a catch up on the past year, what all's been going on, kind of like what I'm doing right now, and kind of like where I want to take the podcast to, because I am changing it up. I'm super excited about picking it back up. I'm hoping that I'll be able to stay more consistent with it. And I also did do a new intro, like music, because it's been so long since I last posted an episode that I had to change the music because the ones that I used in the past two episodes is no longer available. So I'm picking the podcast back up. I want to talk about the move, because Exxon and I ended up moving back to Mississippi. We ended up moving back, I think it was December of 2022. We ended up hiring, like, movers to come pack up our stuff and move. And it was crazy because we were supposed to get a call 2 days before just to, like, confirm everything. They didn't call. We called the day before, and nobody was answering. We ended up finally getting a call. And the person that we talked to, they were like, oh, the movers didn't call you yet? And we were like, no, they haven't even, like, we haven't heard from them at all. And so then they were like, okay, well, let us try and get in touch with them. And it was just a big back and forth. And so they were like, okay, let us know if they show up the day of to move. And we're like, showing up the day of? Like, we kind of need to know if they don't show up. We can't just wait till the day of. I mean, we did end up waiting. And, yeah, they didn't show up. So we had to try and figure out a plan on how to move all of our stuff back. Luckily, Exxon's friend let us use his truck. So we ended up renting a U-Haul bed. And so we had to load up that. And then, so Exxon and I, we each have our own cars. So we had to leave his car behind. We left it at our townhouse that we were renting. And so we left his car there. We took the truck and the U-Haul and my car back to Mississippi, dropped everything off, and then me and him loaded up into the truck in the U-Haul, brought the stuff back to Utah, brought the U-Haul and truck back to Utah, picked up his car, and then drove back. And it was like a 3-day drive going like there and back. We were driving for almost like 7 to 8 days, and it was super exhausting. Super exhausting. I think I would have enjoyed it more if we would have taken time to get some rest. Like, we stopped at some rest stops and slept, but we only slept for like maybe a couple hours because Exxon was trying to get back like as soon as possible, whereas me, I like to kind of take things slow and kind of check out things. But it was just like a quick like move, and it was just so exhausting. But I really enjoyed like driving through the mountains and seeing like the sunset and sunrise. That's actually something that I really enjoyed about living in Utah, was the mountains and all the outdoorsy stuff that we were able to do. And I actually really miss it since moving back. But let me talk about why we moved back. So we ended up moving back because Exxon got the opportunity to kind of start his own like contracting business. So it's still in the early stages, but I'm pretty excited to see kind of where it takes off. I'm all about, like, if you want to start your own business, I will 100% like support you. Like, as long as it's a like a good idea and stuff like that, then I'm like behind it for sure. And so we figured that once we moved back here, that I would be able to just transfer my license and I can just start doing hair. Well, see, I got out of school June, and then we moved December. So I was only out of school for, let's see, about 6 months. And so the regulations for Mississippi, you have to be licensed in the original state for at least a year. And since I didn't meet that requirement, I had to wait until the following June to even apply for like my permit. And so that whole time, like, I wasn't able to do hair or anything. I actually ended up doing a couple sets of lashes for like my family and like my best friend, but that was about it. And then I do my own brows. So yeah, that whole time, I don't know, I just didn't keep up with it. I didn't even like try and practice on my mannequin like I should have. So that is going to be like a word of advice. If you end up taking a break and decide that, you know, you just want to take a break from doing hair, at least try and keep up with it. Like, work on a mannequin every now and then, keep up your technique, continue with education. I think I really wanted to do like to go to classes and just keep up with education. But where I'm at in Mississippi, there's, like, nothing really here. Like, You have to go all the way to New Orleans or even further to try and get to go to like any kind of classes. And that's just kind of, I just didn't do that. And so once I was able to get my permit, I did end up working in a salon for about a month or two. And whenever I was starting, I was excited, but at the same time, my anxiety was just through the roof. I think because it was just so long since I had done anything relating to hair that I just felt like I didn't know anything anymore. And so the stress of that got to me really bad. I thought about staying with it, but just my mental health was declining really bad. So yeah, and then like I would get clients. It was, well, because the place that I worked at, it was more so like you could get a lot, quite a bit of walk-ins. And so a lot of them just wanted like trims and just like root touch-ups, stuff like that. So it wasn't even that big. I think it, for me, I would struggle the most probably with like hair cutting. Just because like for me, I would always struggle with trying to blend like the layers in and stuff like that. And so I think my anxiety, like, I don't know. I would be told that it would look good, but maybe I just have that, what is it, imposter syndrome or something? I don't know. I know that's very common with hairdressers, and so it just, my mental health was just wasn't doing good, so yeah, I took a step back. And maybe I'll pick up like doing brows and lashes again, at least like lash lifts and tints, because I don't think I was a big fan of doing like lash extensions, or at least I would need to practice a lot more with that again. But maybe eventually I'll get back into doing that, but as of right now, I'm just kind of like letting things go. Like, I'm going with the flow. And it's also just, it's really funny because I ended up getting maybe like 4 or 5 people reaching out through Instagram to try and book appointments with me when I, like, after the move to try and book at this, like, previous salon that I was working at. And I'm like, you guys, I don't live there anymore. So I ended up referring them to the salon that I was working at. And so I'm hoping that they were able to go. I did see a couple of those people that did message me that they did end up going and get their hair done and stuff like that from that salon. And it turned out really good. So that's good. I just thought it was funny how after I moved, people are gonna start reaching out. And I was like, there a little part of me wishes that I would have stayed up there just to stay with my business. But I'm also open to new ideas, like trying something new. I'm just all about supporting others and their ideas. So yeah, and then okay, so I want to talk about how I want to take the podcast into a new direction. So I want to change it up to where it's not focused on like going to the past and forward. I know that the basis was going to be kind of like going into the past and then explaining like how I am the way I am today. And I'm sure those conversations will come up and certain topics will where I will have to like explain about the past. And so that's fine, but I don't want the focus to be on that. And since I'm like not doing hair anymore, I can't really have the basis on being kind of like what it's like being fresh out of school. So I'm taking it into a new like area to where I want to talk about like everyday life, things that I'm interested in. Like I have topics written down, like I have health and wellness, kind of like books that I'm into. I've been big into baking again. I've always loved baking. Little like side note, I loved watching like the Food Network and stuff growing up. I ended up going through like some medical issues to where I just stopped. I lost like the drive or passion to like try and bake and stuff, and I think I'm starting to get that back. And so I'm excited to see like how my baking, like where that takes me. I ended up starting a sourdough starter like maybe a week ago, and so I'm trying to get that thing like growing and going. And so I'm really excited to kind of start making like sourdough treats. But yeah, I'm super excited about baking. I thought about even like sharing some recipes that I find that I really enjoy on my Insta. So I am gonna link my Instagram in the show notes. So if you'd like to give me a follow, you can. If you want to reach out, you can also do that too. And then I also am really like into human design, tarot, and astrocartography lately. And I ended up actually starting like an idea for the next episode was going to be about like astrocartography and like the like what it is and kind of like the background of it. And it's funny because so let me do a little bit. Astrocartography is kind of like there's lines on the map that where the planets were when you were born. So these lines are going to be like your Mercury line, your Venus, like your Saturn, and like your Jupiter. You have lines all on the map. And so some of those lines are better to live by. Let's say if you want to be more driven or have like more communication. And so you would live near those lines within, I think, 300 miles of the line. And then you'll feel some of the effects, or you'll notice some of the effects. Like me, I actually ended up living on my Mercury line, or close to, within like 200 miles of my Mercury line, when I lived in Utah. And the Mercury line helps with like communication, kind of gives you that push to kind of talk and be out there. And I think that's actually what kind of drove me into doing my podcast, because I remember being so talkative up there, and I don't even know, like, thinking, listening to the previous episodes that I posted, I'm like, I don't know where that girl is. Like, I'm just completely different. And it's funny because I actually live near my sun line here in Mississippi. Like, I live within like 200 something miles of it. And so yeah, I just want to kind of get into astrocartography. I want to do like some background and then like explain what each line, like living near it, does and what it can promote, and just little things like that. Like, that's something that I'm really big into, and human design, I'm really big into that right now too. And so yeah, I just kind of want to just start shifting the podcast into more of just like a sit and talk, and just kind of teach you guys, and hopefully you learn something that like benefit you and help guide you as well. Because I don't know, I just want to be able to help people and just kind of be there and just, I don't know, share things with you guys. And so I hope this episode is like kind of brought you up to date with what I'm going on. I'm sure there's little extra details that I can probably bring up, but that's all I can think of. I've tried recording this podcast like for 2 days, and so I don't know, I think I've just been struggling with just trying to like be kind of what is it, more organized with it, because I'll start talking about something and then my brain just kind of goes into a different direction. So I noticed that there's kind of a little bit of jumps in this episode. So if you notice that, I do apologize. With it being so long since I've done this, my editing is not the best. So I hope that you're able to stick with me, and I hope that you tune in for the next episode. And I just would like to say thank you for joining me for this episode, and I can't wait to see the feedback. And just, if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out, or anything that you want me to talk about, or anything specific, just, you know, send me a message on Insta, or I think there's even like a Q&A I can do in the show notes or something. So I think I might try and do that. But again, you know, I'm open to anything and everything. So if you just want to send me a message, good. If not, no worries. But I just hope that you tune in for the next episode, and thank you guys.